Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
Hey, it's Brendan. Have you ever had to have a difficult conversation with somebody that you just didn't want to have? Whether it was like you delivering a hard message of feedback to them about something that they did that bothered you, or it was giving them, you know, difficult information about something happened to a family member of theirs or a friend, and it was just a conversation you were looking at and you're like, ugh, I don't want to do this, I don't know how to do this, or you were just pissed, and you're like, how do I do this without starting World War III? I got four ideas for you today. First one that comes to mind is that don't enter that conversation with whatever emotion you are feeling. Conversations are not about you, and you already know that. Whenever there's another person, it changes. It's not just 100% on you. It's this 50-50 game, right? Back and forth, back and forth. And I bet most of the major regrets that you've had in your past, or major conflicts that you had in your past, was because you were in your own emotion when you had it. Something pissed you off, you got fired up with somebody, right? Something came up and you were just upset about it, and you said something you wish you never said. You felt so terrible about it, and it made the conflict and the conversation 10 times harder because you were in your space, you were in your emotion, and you forgot it's like it takes two to tango. So first rule is never enter a difficult conversation from a place of emotion that is just your own selfish
emotion. Move into a service emotion, which is humility and kindness. Humility says, you don't know everything in the world. You're intelligent enough to think, you know what, maybe there's two sides to this story. Or it's humble enough to say, maybe I don't know exactly how to handle this, so I'm gonna go in under the radar. I'm gonna go in easy into this conversation versus coming out saying, you did this, I hate you, or did you know that? So go in slow, have humility about the conversation. You don't know the whole story ever in any situation. And also bring in kindness to it. Know that any outcome that you want is not gonna come from, you know, barraging the other person with demands and requests and beating them down. That's never gonna win you a long-term relationship there or support. So enter everything from a place of kindness. If you can get yourself in that place saying, I don't know everything, I'm going to be kind because that's a value in my life. And not only is it a value in your life, it's a value in the conversation. Whatever you want, you're gonna get more of it by being kind than you are gonna be by being brutal on somebody. So first, step out of your emotion of selfish like concern, step into the emotion of service, and that's humility and kindness. Number two, big idea. Begin with the end in mind. How do you want them to feel at the end of the conversation? How do you want to feel at the end of the conversation? What would you love them to think, believe, or do at the end? And what do you want to think, believe, or do at the end? Like, always begin with that. People forget this all the time. They just have a spark of emotion or something they have to deliver, and they just deliver it without knowing where to go. And if you don't know where to go, you end up in 50 different sort of open alleys of conversation. You open all these loops of conversation that don't get closed. People get confused, or you end up starting a fight that you didn't even know you were having because you just weren't clear on where you wanted to go. It doesn't mean that you'll always get there exactly, because again, humility says you're gonna learn together, but at least you'll have a sense of what feeling you want. Do you want her to trust you at the end of the conversation? Do you want him to know how you felt and that's all you're after? Like, what is it you really want at the end of the conversation? Then third, this is the important one. Try the XYZ pattern of delivering difficult conversations or making requests. It's this. You say, I saw or heard X, and you just describe the matter-of-factly. I saw you do this. I heard that you were doing that. I heard that you were saying this. Someone else was saying whatever. That's X. Y is how you felt. I saw you do that. I felt this way. I felt upset. I felt confused. I felt disrespected. I felt like you didn't, you know, honor what we talked about earlier. And then Z is your request. Can we talk about that? Which almost always should be the request. Never go to Z like, I want you to do this next time. Never solve the conversation before you have the conversation. It's very important. I saw you do X, I felt Y, so the Z. Or I heard this, I felt this, I'm worried you might feel this. I have to share this with you, are you ready? And just ask for permission. Most of the requests you have are not specific things you want yet. It's an entrance into the conversation. If you open the conversation and they feel like, oh wow, this person's gonna allow me to give my input into this. They're not coming to the conclusion. They're not accusing me. They're not dictating what I have to do. They're actually open to a conversation here. You'll do much, much better. And then the last idea, the fourth big idea, be more patient than you're used to. When you're dealing with anything difficult, including sharing bad information or bad news to somebody, go slow, let them have time to talk and feel it out. Just be patient. Don't feel like you have to be that type A person who resolves it, even if you're trying to do something well. You know, I remember years ago, I had to make a call to a good friend of mine and let him know that somebody in his family had passed away. It's the conversation you don't want to have, and it's a conversation I just immediately, when I found out from someone who asked me to call this person and tell him the news. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is terrible. And I also knew this person who had passed away and deeply cared for them. So I was in a very emotional place, and you know, of course, you want to be the first one to call and tell, but I was like, you know what? I better get myself in an okay place. So I walked out of my house I walked around the block maybe 2, 3, 4 times and just thought about how I was feeling, about how he was going to be feeling, about how I would deliver that message. When I started that conversation, I started from a place of absolute kindness, knowing it didn't even matter what I was feeling. What mattered was how he was going to feel, because I was going to deliver something that was difficult. I began with the end in mind. I wanted him to know that by the end of the conversation, that he was loved, that he was supported, that I and our group of friends would do anything we could for him throughout this situation, that we'd be there every day, every moment for him, that we had his back in anything he had to change from his work life to deal with the situation to just his emotional life. I made sure that when I told him, I said, hey, you know, I got this call from somebody and it's gonna be very difficult. When I got the call, I have to share with you that I was really struck by it. I know it's gonna bring you into a very emotional place right away. So are you in a place where you can hear something? I have something to share, and I'm sorry to be the person I have to share this with you. And he said, oh, yeah, I am. I said, okay. I said, well, I just heard that so-and-so passed. And I just waited. I didn't try to solve it. I heard someone passed away, and everything's gonna be okay. I didn't say, someone just passed away, and here's how I feel. I didn't say, someone passed away, and I know you're feeling this. I just said, I heard that this person passed away. And I just waited. And there was several minutes before he said anything. And it was those several minutes that if I didn't think about that last piece, be patient, I wanted to jump in and make everything okay. But when you're delivering difficult messages, it's not about making everything okay. It's about starting the conversation. So I just waited. Finally, he reacted and, you know, he was emotional. And we talked through that, we talked through my emotions, and we just had a big heart-to-heart, and we had a moment to share some memories about this person that was, like, almost took away some of the pain. It was still there, but it was just like we could share something, because I began with the end in mind thinking, I also want to share not only that he knows it's okay, but this person was loved, and that this person will be remembered. And that conversation got to be had because that was an intention. So all of this is wrapped up in, look, I don't think, you know, difficult conversations are ever easy, but if you can keep these 4 points in mind, you do a lot better next time, at least, especially if it's difficult news or difficult feedback. Keep these 4 points in mind. You can do better in these conversations. Have that intention to do good for the other person as much as you have to do good for you, and you'll have a great relationship. And the more great relationships you have, the more you'll start to experience what we call the charge life. Hey, it's Brendan again. Did you notice something in today's episode? Yep, no ads, no sponsors, just a positive message to improve your day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts and they have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? Hey, I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you in this podcast. And personally, when I listen to other shows, I just skip those long-winded sponsor pitches anyway. I can only do this because you share my podcast with so many other people, and enough folks end up looking me up online and buying my books or taking my online courses that I can self-fund this entire effort. And you know how hard it is to do all this. And that's why I appreciate you guys so much. I heard that you even helped me break a record too, the longest running top 10 self-help show without a single sponsor or product pitch or ad. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor, tell a friend today. You know, you should listen to The Charged Life, Brendan Burchard's podcast. Just help spread the word. Share why you like my show or tell people to go to podcast.brendan.com. It would sure help. And I'd appreciate it, and I'm sure our community would too. I look forward to talking with you again soon, my friend. Until then, go out there every single day of your life, live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, it's Brendan. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network.
my show Motivation with Brendan Burchard and Marketing with Brendan Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network, but we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health, you know, being a former NFL player, an athlete when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life where, as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me,
503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.